Okay. So, about a month or two ago, my man Aaron, who we work with and for, great guy, known him since Orlando, he says, hey, would you like to take your kid to WrestleMania? I normally would never purchase a ticket to such a thing. What flavor pea snaps you got today?
Oh, Caesar. Ugh. Caesar 24/7.
Dude, those things are like crack.
I know. No, and we're not endorsing them, so if you buy them, that's great. Harvest Snaps will greatly appreciate it, but we're not getting a kickback.
We should, man. Speaking of Aaron and our sales department, somebody better contact. Who's the company that makes those damn Harvest Snaps?
Calbee.
Get on the phone with the Calbee people, because, man, we've been talking about these things nonstop, and people always tweet us, JoJo, if you try one, you'll be hooked forever.
Flavored green pea crisps.
They're pea crisps. Not P-E-E, but P-E-A.
P-E-A.
Yeah, because they're a very big difference.
If you want one, you can have one. I'm not trying to push them on you.
But you'll forever be hooked on those, and Seth will throw the bag away.
They're kind of like veggies, those veggie strips.
But better.
Yeah, these actually have flavor.
These have mad flavor.
Oh, they do.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
Yeah, uh-huh. Eat that pea. So when Aaron said, would you like to take your son to WrestleMania? I said, how do you know I had a son? And I thought about it. I'm like, well, WrestleMania is like one of those cultural phenomenon things. 70,000 wrestling fans, even though admittedly I watched wrestling when King Kong Bundy was around. That was my era. The Hogan, the WrestleMania 1, 2, and 3, maybe.
Eric LeGrand, if you remember, he was the football. Yeah, he played for Rutgers, and he was paralyzed. He was given an award at the Hall of Fame ceremony for the WWE Friday night, and he said, you can talk to anybody, and at some point they'll tell you they watched wrestling in their lives. And I thought, man, you know what? I think he's right.
Yeah, most people did, and I did. I haven't been keeping current, even though a couple of the guys follow me on Twitter, and you know, I like that a lot.
Did you tell all the jobbers there last night that Samoa Joe and Sheamus and who else follows you?
Samoa Joe, Sheamus.
Titus
O'Neil, the one Carl Anderson, I think, and there's probably some other jabronis. So, you know, I said, sure, I'll take the tickets, completely forgetting that he'd offer me tickets. And then last week he said, do you still want those tickets? And I was like, oh, Jesus. And that, sure, yeah, you know, I'll take the tickets. So, turns out my brother-in-law was taking my nephew, and we met up, and we got there pretty early. We left Orlando close to 2, or left Tampa close to 2, and we got to the WrestleMania Stadium, Camping World Stadium, before 4. Found my brother-in-law. He was parked in the row ahead of us, and we sat down at the tailgate, started talking wrestling. I was instantly amused by the people who were dressed up to go inside, dressing up as their favorite wrestlers.
I don't think. What do you mean amused? You mean you were judging them harshly?
No, I was laughing at them.
Okay.
I was laughing at them and thinking about the decisions I've made in my life and how no matter how many poor decisions I've made, at least I'm not dressing up like Ric Flair at a wrestling event.
That's just their escape.
Well, there were a lot of them escaping.
You got your weekend hotspots and they'd like to dress up as the Nature Boy.
And that's what I learned is that maybe nudism is my thing, and maybe WrestleMania is their thing.
Same thing. No, I mean, that is their thing.
Right, it's their thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't understand how I want to be naked with a bunch of other people, and maybe I don't understand how people could watch choreographed, predetermined garbage.
I wish there was something I love that much. Right. I found myself being jealous of the people who were having the time of their lives. I'm like, I hadn't had the time of my life yet.
Same. So we walk into the stadium after we get wanded and all that stuff. And it's there's just a mass of people. Because you never really get to see the Citrus Bowl or as it is now, Camping World State, with people on the grass, people in the stands, people everywhere, the WrestleMania globe, the fake roller coaster, the tiny little ring, the ramp that's 80 feet long.
It looked on TV, the pre-show started at 5. It looked pretty packed at 5 o'clock. It didn't officially start until 7. What was it like inside there?
Packed.
Yeah, I thought it already started. I didn't know there was a pre-show.
Neither did I.
I saw wrestling.
Right. When it started to me when there were wrestlers.
To warm up for the wrestling.
Right,
there's
wrestling. Right. And they don't announce it or anything. It's just like, here's some wrestling.
It just breaks out.
And Drew sent me a text about Gronk, and I said, this is only the pre-show. He said, what does it actually start?
Because in the pre-show, they had a battle royal, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, and Titus was in it, and Bo Dallas, and there's Gronk at the end of it. Like, the Gronk. That was the most excited I was during the entire event, to see Rob Gronkowski from my New England Patriots participate in WrestleMania.
And he didn't hurt himself, right?
I guess, man.
They let us down.
I don't know how the Patriots are cool with this guy.
They're not.
He couldn't have gotten that like through Belichick.
I think you have to get that cleared. I told Phoebe, she said, oh, is Gronk going to get in there? I said, Gronk's not getting in there. He just had back surgery, and Gronk gets in there. I don't think you can do that without talking to the Pats. There's things in your contract where you can't
ride a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he threw a shoulder at somebody, and I was like, oh, my God, what if he separated his shoulder and couldn't play the next season because of WrestleMania?
Bye-bye season.
Exactly.
I think that's why they brought in Adrian Peterson. They're going to see if he can play some tight end now.
Oh, man.
They're going to cut Gronk because he participated in WrestleMania. So I'm marveling at the spectacle of all of it. There's John Senning. He's in my row.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What was it like to see him?
It was like it must be for people to see me at the sex club. It was like seeing Tommy Chong at the Cannabis Cup. It was like seeing someone in their element. You know, John was so happy to be there, was so fired up, had his shirt on of some wrestler.
So much innocence there.
So much innocence, so much elated joy. Looking at all his people. People are chanting things to each other. People are chanting John Cena, Cena sucks or whatever.
Yes.
There were chants breaking out. There were people pretending to wrestle in the stands. So there's a guy in a ref shirt.
They're wrestling in the stands.
In the stands. Right. There's a guy in a ref shirt, and he's like, all right, everybody, this guy's Small Steve Austin, and this guy's so-and-so. Let's have a clean match go. And they pretend to wrestle in the stands. And I'm looking around going, I can't believe that I'm around 70,000 people and I feel like a fish out of water. I'm the odd man out in this scenario. So, yeah, there's John on Bone TV. That's our row. And there are two guys in front of us. That's Mini Steve Austin on the right.
This is incredible.
And they're pretending to wrestle. And then the ref jumps between them. And they are literally pretending to wrestle right there in the stadium.
That's better than what happened in the stands of football games, though, where people are actually fighting because right. They don't like the other team.
I will tell you, very passionate crowd, but a very well-behaved crowd. They were spirited.
Whoa.
I know. They were extremely spirited. They were yelling.
Were there any women there?
There were, but they were all with somebody. Like, if you were trying to get laid there, you would have
I didn't see any women, except for the wrestling women.
Yeah, no, there were women, but they were all with their boyfriends, and they all had that sheepish look like, God, my boyfriend's such a loser, at least in my mind.
So you had a good time then? You enjoyed WrestleMania? You're in it now?
So the New Day comes out.
Yeah.
They host the event. And, again, that was great. These guys are flamboyant. These guys are the perfect hosts for the event. I had no idea what the hell they were talking about or why one guy had a trombone. And they get ready for the first match. Shane O'Mac, who's Shane McMahon.
Yes.
Why do they call him Shane O'Mac? Just, is his name?
You know, it's his wrestling name.
Okay.
Shane O'Mac.
Shane O'Mac versus AJ Styles. I am phenomenal.
He is. He's the greatest performer probably going right now.
Yeah, my brother-in-law turns to me and goes, I can't believe they put this match first. This is one of the biggest matches. I'm like, great. Cool. So the wrestling starts. And immediately, I look at my son, and I go, do you get this? And he said, no. It's so fake. And it was at that moment that I realized, how do I put this?
Oh, boy.
All respect to those of you who enjoy this, the wrestling itself is some of the dumbest, most contrived, fake garbage I have ever seen in my entire life. It's so fake.
But don't people know that when they go there?
They do. And that's what I can't understand.
For entertainment purposes, but
I guess, but they're in a ring. They know what each move is going to be.
Yeah.
They know that they're not really chopping each other. That's what I can't get my head around. Like, I get the circumstance, the pomp or circumstance around it. I get the grandiose element of it. I just don't get how you get into the matches themselves because they're fake and predetermined.
It's like watching a zombie movie, man.
Yeah.
You can be entertained. You know there's not any zombies. And you know the guy that's trapped in the corner when they come back from commercial, he's going to mysteriously be free.
But are 70,000 people going to pack a stadium to watch a zombie eat a guy?
Not like that. No.
Right.
No.
That's what I would love to hear from you guys who cried. If you shed a tear at this, I am not to judge.
There were a lot of tears last night.
Oh, yeah.
Especially during the John Cena, Nikki Bell thing. And I checked in with John. He said he cried 5 times last night.
I think that wrestling has everything. It checks off the boxes for everything that most people love.
Which is what?
Well, first of all, it's like a live action reality show.
Right.
The guys are in really good shape.
True.
Like, better. Like, we were impressed compared to Gronk. We
yeah.
Because like, Gronk looks like a beast all the time.
Right.
Not so much last night.
Like a little kid.
I think it's just like, it's a guy thing when you were a kid and you see the muscle man and I want to beat you up. I think people just buy into it.
I guess, man. I don't get it.
The wrestling at these events, especially WrestleMania, that's some of my favorite stuff. When you have some of these guys that are jumping off the top rope onto a table or they're doing 450 flips.
I mean, real tables,
that's
man.
That's cool stuff.
That stuff, if you're jumping off something onto something, you can't fake that.
Like, there were guys that jumped off the top of ladders last night to go into other guys on ladders. And
to can't
me,
fake that.
To me, I like that.
Well, when AJ Styles had the trash can shoved into his face by Shane O'Mac, and then Shane O'Mac reversed it and jumped in.
I mean, this is a 47-year-old guy who
right.
doesn't need to jump off a top rope,
right.
and he's doing it.
Right.
I enjoy that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and there are people who do, and it doesn't make it any worse for them, I hope. I just don't get it at all.
Oh, God.
Right into a table.
Yeah, he jumped.
That's, what's fake about that?
Nothing.
There's nothing fake about jumping into a table.
You can't even soften the
no.
jump at all.
Uh-uh.
You're pretty much jumping. You're a probably, I don't know, 100 millionaire. Maybe you have billions. Who knows? The guy's jumping into a table for our enjoyment.
727-579-1025. There are people we know very well who on their Facebook, when the Hardy Boys came out,
yeah.
lost it.
Lost
yeah.
their minds.
Well, it's like, let's say you're watching, I don't know how this could happen in Game of Thrones because they kill everybody, but let's say you're watching a show, it's in season 7, and they're
right.
bringing back a character you haven't seen since
like
season
Cheers?
1.
Like they bring back Diane on Cheers?
Okay, I don't get the reference, but
a little, little more impactful
yeah.
than
oh,
that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just like they're bringing back a character that you haven't seen in 7 years. One of your favorite characters. Okay, all right, I can't. I have to equate it to a TV show because
yeah.
that's what it is.
Yeah. And there are people who I like a lot. There are people who I respect a lot who are into this. My brother-in-law, one of my best friends, an attorney, a bright guy, loves this crap. I mean, loves it. And he's with his son who also loves it. John Cena's his favorite wrestler.
It's a big release for him, man. He's a lawyer, right? Like
right.
serious work all the time.
Yeah.
People's lives on the line. This is fun.
So they get done with the first match. And I look at my son and I go, have you seen enough? He said, yeah, absolutely. So we got the hell out of there. I mean, we were out by 7:40. I texted Gio. I'm like,
7:40?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, come get our seats. And that was 10 minutes after my target time. I said, come meet me at the top. You can have our seats.
It didn't end until midnight.
Midnight?
Midnight. I couldn't even finish it all last night, and I said it's too much, so I had to watch Undertaker this morning.
So the Undertaker wrestled.
Yeah.
And what happened? He lost?
Yeah.
So now he doesn't get to be a wrestler anymore?
You couldn't really tell that he lost.
Okay.
Because it just went on and on and on. Yeah.
Man. But that was his last match.
Okay. I wanted to get my son on so I could see like what his take is. Because if he had been into wrestling, I would probably, for him, have enjoyed it.
I know when you say there's a lot of people who you respect that watch wrestling, and I notice that
yeah.
I've been off that list.
You are. No, you are.
But Phoebe loved every second of it
last night. I love and respect her, too.
There were surprises. There was love. There was disappointment. Who am I? Where's John Senning? I can't talk about this anymore. I feel like an idiot.
I just, and again, that's why I'd like for guys who cried to call, because I know you're out there. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Did you cry, Seth? If you were going to cry, when would it have been?
If I would have cried, it would have been during John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Hello, young man. How are you?
Hello.
We were talking about WrestleMania, don't even, like, I won't even paint the picture or anything. Tell me what your thoughts were when it came to WrestleMania last night.
I kind of didn't expect that there would be so many men that were so into this, and they're fully grown.
It is a bit surprising, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know that I'm always proud of you, but I've rarely been more proud when you told me that you don't get it either. Like, if I had said, hey, I don't get this, and you had said, no, Dad, this is so awesome, I'd still be proud of you, but I'd find myself questioning your intellect a little bit. But the fact that you don't get it either makes me really, really proud. It makes me feel like I've done a pretty good job as a father.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. it was we enjoyed the environment very much. Like, right? Like,
I mean, oh, yeah, I enjoyed that dude who sat in front of us. His pants kept sagging down and he wasn't wearing underwear.
This guy's entire ass was in our face.
Like, you got to tell him
that's
next
WrestleMania.
Time.
He was huge. This guy would stand up
and he was like 300 pounds.
And his ass, every time he stood up, his shorts would go down, and his ass. We're all dying laughing. Me, my son, and my nephew were all going, ah!
See, that's a story that'll last a lifetime. You got to thank that wrestling fan.
it was an experience, though. It was really something to behold, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And again, I mentioned your April Fool's joke earlier on the show. Unbelievable job. You really you schooled me.
Yeah, it's just how I do.
Well, thank you. Have yourself a great day, and love you very much. I'll see you later.
All right, you too.
All right, you too. I mean,
I didn't think you were gonna like it.
Yeah, I didn't know if I would.
I thought you'd stick it out at least until like 8 o'clock.
After that first match, I just went, it's like my brother-in-law said, what a great match. I said, it's probably not going to get any better. Let's go. Let's just haul ass.
I thought Kevin was going to tear into it, much like you are today, but he seems to be somewhat interested by what happened last night. Maybe slight interest.
I have a lot of questions.
All right, go ahead.
Well, you know, I was rooting for certain people. I think Goldberg got robbed. Because he's been gone for 12 years.
Right.
The last time I watched wrestling, he was a thing.
Yeah.
He's not a thing. I like The Undertaker. I tune in. It's his last match.
Yeah.
He got beat, got confused, took his clothes off, put them on, took them off, left them there, walked around. Like, I don't know what's going on with this guy.
Right.
And then one question about the guy who apparently controls rats and roaches and maggots.
Oh, Micah's brother.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt.
Interesting. There's something there with that guy.
Yeah, I had never seen that before.
He plays tricks on your mind.
Yeah, he's like a cult leader.
Yeah. Is he the future?
He's a damn good superstar.
He was smiling as he was getting pinned.
Yeah.
like
when he does his finishing move, he'll kiss the guy on his forehead. So he's very odd. I like it though.
Is Micah's sister Abigail?
A lot of people think she is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big deal, Drew.
Is it?
I wish I knew it would have meant more. I will say I was thoroughly entertained, not for the right reasons. I did a lot of laughing out loud at the screen.
727-579-1025. Somebody tweeted me and said, but incest, midgets, and rape on Game of Thrones is the SLOL. Go ride your bike in West Chase with the Indian folks.
Whoa.
I'm not going to call myself a wrestling fan, Drew, but I will be watching Raw tonight.
All right.
Wow.
Just to see what happens after a big WrestleMania, what happens at the next event.
Yeah. This guy knows the difference between Game of Thrones and wrestling.
Well,
right?
I mean, they're TV shows. They're both shows.
What's the difference, man?
Okay, if you were to have a live Game of Thrones reenactment, would 70,000 people watch that in a stadium?
That's not how it was built.
Man.
I don't think I'd want to watch a live Game of Thrones reenactment.
They set a Citrus Bowl record last night.
Yeah, and that's why I felt like such a fish out of water, because 70,000 people couldn't get enough of this.
72.
And we were out by the first match.
Did you watch it, JoJo? I don't think you don't have any interest in this, do you?
You know what's funny? When I grew up, I used to go to WrestleMania because I was in Ohio, so Cleveland always had, or Pittsburgh, so it was very popular.
You from Cleveland?
Well, I'm from Youngstown.
Okay, same thing.
Kind of.
Lily Cakers, perhaps WrestleMania isn't the event for someone who doesn't get wrestling. Mania, Drew, mania. You're right, my dear. I was not into the mania.
Well, I'm happy you went, because now you seem to dislike it even more, which will be great when John comes back.
I think I do. I think I do dislike it a little bit more. Like, I saw the best that they have to offer, and I found the wrestling to be just ridiculous.
If you didn't like that,
right,
this ain't for you.
Right. Like, wrestling, I now know wrestling is not for me.
You think less of wrestling fans?
I don't think less of them. Because
what do you think?
I just don't understand how they enjoy it. Like, it is incomprehensible to me how you can watch these guys knowing that every move is choreographed.
But you can say that about Game of Thrones, too, when Jon Snow's standing there with a rubber sword.
Right. But I don't get that into Game of Thrones. It's just a good TV show to me.
Oh, no, you're into it.
You put it in a stadium, and I'm going to be like, yeah, Jon Snow! Woo! Jon Snow! Jon Snow!
Well, look, at least wrestling is original.
True.
And it's not like anything else. They're not ripping anything else off. It's original content.
All right, you're going to laugh even more, which is why I'm going to say this. I think for what some of those guys do in the ring, I consider that to be art.
I agree.
Oh, it's definitely art.
No,
it's like theater.
I can't disagree with that. What the guys do in the ring to their bodies and the way they jump and hurl each other around, that's impressive. But as a sports fan, it does nothing for me.
And I don't think there's anything more addicting, and this is why guys can't hang it up until they're 55 or so. When you walk out and those people start cheering for you, I don't think there's any drug or anything that comes close to that feeling.
I wasn't feeling the New Day. There's some issues there.
Yeah, oh, no. Some issues like...
I mean, come on, man.
You find it a bit minstrel-like?
I didn't say that. Is one of them named Buckwheat?
I can see where one would...
I mean, what the hell? That's weird. Like, what is this?
That was weird. But I like weird.
It was weird, yeah.
Yeah, I like weird.
I don't like that kind of weird.
And then this unbelievable moment where John Cena finally proposed to Nikki Bella. Oh, my God. Is this where you cried right here?
Me? No, Phoebe was crying, and then that made me, we love Garabo.
So did he just have the ring in his pocket the whole time he was wrestling?
I think he grabbed it from somebody, but you can fit anything in those jorts.
Okay.
I have been waiting so long to ask you this. Stephanie Nicole Garcia Colas. Will you marry me?
God, I love Nikki Bella. They're Pasco County's finest, Drew.
Awesome.
Good for them.
What? You don't like it? You're not happy for them?
I mean, it's all right. You know? People are into it.
On Total Divas, he had said many, many times he never wanted to get married, so that's why it was such a big moment. I'm sweating with all this knowledge I'm dropping
out. So you don't think that they might have done this prior to television in the privacy of their own?
You know, I gotta tell you, and maybe this is why wrestling's interesting to me. I was trying to figure it out the whole time, because there was all these stuff. When I would go to a website, I would see, is John Cena going to propose tonight? So how could we know about it, and then she wouldn't know about it? And John Cena's mom was there at ringside last night, and that's not a normal thing. So I believe it's real. They were on the Today Show talking about it.
Right.
But who knows? She gave a genuine reaction. I don't think they're that good of actors on WWE.
It seemed real to me.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw the Marine. He's a fine actor.
All right.
727-579-1025. Here's a dude who cried at WrestleMania. What's up, Meat Man?
Yo, what's up? What's up?
Meat Man.
Meat Man. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the dark side. We love WWE, baby.
I didn't necessarily say I was loving this, but I'm watching Raw tonight. I'll be right there.
You're going to love it. But hey, Seth, I'm with you, man. I'm going to shed a tear when John proposed, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Meat Man.
Listen, my brother-in-law was sitting there, and he was bashing me and my wife the whole time. I said, listen, don't you bash our hobby because you ain't got one. I said, I got kids. We love this, and we all in it. It was good. And the Gronk, man, I love the Gronk anyway. He's an idiot, but that was pretty fun.
He is an idiot.
He is totally an idiot. Well, thank you very much, me man. Great to hear from you, bro. Thank you. All right, see ya. What's up, Chris? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Did you cry at WrestleMania?
No, actually, I didn't even watch it. I think it's ridiculous. I think people just view it as entertainment. And I have one question. When you watch Rocky,
yeah.
Rocky. Did you believe that he was making those punches connect?
It's a movie.
I know. I can't stand wrestling either. I haven't watched it since I was probably 10 years old. But I just, people view it as entertainment, I guess. I don't get it at
all. It's entertainment.
That's what it is. They get it as entertainment because it is entertainment. That's what they do. And look, I'm not trying to ban wrestling. They have a huge appeal. People love it. I'm the odd man out here. I don't get it.
Like I said, I watched it when I was a kid, and I just got back into it a couple of years ago. It was right before WrestleMania, and I saw, I think it was Snoop Dogg and Hulk Hogan having a pose off in the middle of the ring, and Phoebe and I stopped and watched it, because this is interesting.
Sure.
And we've been somewhat locked in ever since.
727-579-1025.
Phoebe's a respectable girl.
She's very respectable.
She likes Real Housewives of, so-and-so, she has questionable interest in TV, but she loved WrestleMania last night.
You know who posted on my Instagram who said, look who's here is Billy Mays.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said, Infinite Third said, now you're one of us.
See, and you love Billy Mays.
I do, but I'm not one of you. Rob, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Rob?
What's going on, Drew?
What's good, Bip Pimpin?
Man, I enjoyed the hell out of WrestleMania. I was more amped up about, and emotional about The Undertaker, hanging his hat up than John Cena, But I you got to give it to these guys, man. They really take care of themselves. They're really in the fitness. Nope. I mean, you're in the fitness.
Oh, fitting in your mouth? Yeah, we know that one. Come on, dude. 727-579-1025. They are in great shape. They're in unbelievable shape. And for fathers and sons, when I saw Gio's post with his kid's face, and he's like, this is what made it all worth it.
Yeah.
I get that.
Nothing fake about that.
Nope. That's awesome. Nothing fake about a father's love for a son and wanting to experience that. Now, Nervous Jared, on the other hand, losing his mind when the Hardy Brothers came out.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
That was a big, you know. Why? What'd he say? What'd he do?
He lost it. He literally lost his
mind. The whole stadium lost it.
I wasn't there. I was long gone by then. I had left after the first match.
Let me ask you. No traffic on the way out.
None.
Right?
Slid right onto the 408.
When you were leaving, because sometimes if I have to leave a baseball game or a hockey game early, like real early, I feel like I have to come up with an excuse to tell the ushers because people are still coming into the game.
Yeah.
Did they say something wrong, sir, when you were trying to leave early last night?
I couldn't find a way to leave the stadium. They weren't expecting anyone to leave. So I had to keep asking people, excuse me, how do I get out of here? They're like, get out of here. Why would you want to do that?
They probably didn't even have the exits done
They
yet.
Did not.
They're all coming in.
Yeah. I was afraid they're going to tell me you can't leave until it's all over. Like, this isn't a church lock-in, is it?
You can never leave.
Jason, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
Hey, you like watching movies, right?
Man, what is it with everybody in the movies
thing? Yeah. Come on. You love movies.
Let me put it to you this way. Here's a key difference. A movie, they spend millions of dollars to have a script written, a director, stars, et cetera, and you go into it, and you know that Tarantino is going to script a magnificent opus. While I love Pulp Fiction, am I going to plunk down hundreds of dollars to watch John Travolta as Vincent Vega fight Jules in the middle of a ring somewhere? No, I'm not, dude. I'll watch the movie, and it won't become my life. It's just a movie.
All right. Okay. All
so get the hell out of here with your movie analogy.
All right.
Thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Seth, how can one become a manager?
You looking to become a wrestling manager?
I mean, I can't be a wrestler, but I could put on a suit and be a manager for one of these big goons.
I think what some of those guys do, I think they do producing or writing behind the scenes.
Writing the storylines.
Yeah.
That stuff is written?
Which I would love to do that if they're hiring.
You'd be really good at it.
Who do you got to know?
I don't know. I mean, Micah, whose whole family's in the WWE, I mean, I think she tried out for a job and didn't get it. So I think if you even have family in there, it's tough.
Sister Abigail.
Can I, not to pick on Nervous Jared or anything, because nobody knows who he is.
By the way, this guy's at every single event.
Oh, I know. He's a master of panhandling for stuff on Twitter.
No.
I think he does. Here, listen to the status update 6 hours ago.
All right.
The morning after Mania. I'm tired. I didn't get home until 5 a.m., up before 10 for work. My voice and body feel achy. And yet it's the best feeling. For wrestling fans and the entertainers themselves, there's a thing called a WrestleMania moment. You'll have one. You just don't know when or what that might be. Could be working the event as your brothers wrestle like it was for one of my friends. Could be crying as a legend fights his last match as it was for another friend of mine. Or possibly screaming so loud along 77,000 people that you would think you woke the dead as one of your favorites. Surprises everyone and walks out from behind the curtain like it was for me. I certainly will not forget a moment of it. The simplest way to explain it would be to say it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Molly, what's up?
Hey, so I'm not actually into WrestleMania myself.
Me either.
I do have some insight. I agree, it's a little strange for me, but I do have some insight on why people might like it.
All right.
I do agree that movies are a terrible comparison, but... And men will probably hate me for saying this. Think about it as, like, you pay hundreds of dollars to get season passes to go watch ballets come through or musicals.
No, I don't.
Or people go down to the Ren Faire and they watch people swing swords.
All right, easy.
All right, good. Wrestling is...
easy.
So wrestling is Ren Faire. Gotcha. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Spells it out for me. I didn't see any turkey legs there last night, I'll tell you that much. 727-579-1025. Ashley, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. We recap WrestleMania and how I just don't get wrestling.
Hey, what's up, y'all? So I used to be obsessed with wrestling. Like, I loved it so much. I was, like, in the original chain gang, and then I realized wrestling wasn't real.
Mm-hmm. You were in it?
And did I what?
You were in the original chain gang?
Yes, like... John Cena walking around with a chain on your neck, like
it was
like a little lock on it and everything.
Oh no, Ashley, I like you so much.
Well, it seems like she doesn't watch it anymore.
But,
so.
Okay, so what happened? How come you did you go to an event live like I did?
No, because this is the first time they've like ever been in Orlando.
Yeah, well, they did WrestleMania in Orlando.
I fall in love with it.
Yeah,
but I think the reason why people love it so much is, of course, because of the storyline.
Right.
like, it's versatile. Somebody could be a good guy one day, and like 3 months later, they're the worst person on the planet.
That's a big selling point. Thanks, Ashley.
Drew, look, yo, it's in New Orleans next year. Mm-hmm. WrestleMania 34.
Right.
Let's do it. Come on, let's do it.
I'll go to the casino and you guys can have fun. I can't do another wrestling event.
I was looking for Nakamura to come out.
Yeah, that I would have liked.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we'll see a Raw or SmackDown.
I would have enjoyed Nakamura tremendously. I think that would have been amazing. You might have heard me go. And I would love to continue to make fun of you for that. Unfortunately, I sat around 69,999 people who were doing the same effing thing.
No, they couldn't make that noise I made.
There were people making all kinds
of
noises.
That comes from the soul.
There,
man.
There were soul noises everywhere. Ah, ooh, oh, my God. No way. The Hardy Boys.
I think you need to look at it more like a comedy.
I tried.
Is it better if you think of it as a comedy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I laugh at a lot of things that happen.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot to laugh at last night. Like Shane O'Mac doing the little dance and then AJ Styles like copying him on the dance.
Good stuff.
Like, I get him, yeah.
They brought it.
And then I left. 727-579-1025. What's up, Alex?
Hey, yeah. One thing that what's his name said, It's kind of like a comedy, soap opera comedy.
Soap,
for men.
Soap opera. What would you compare it to if you compare it to anything?
A soap opera. It's a soap opera for men.
Like what soap opera? Like what, you know? What about soap operas appeals to you?
Days of Our Lives is main is bad acting for women. Well, wrestling is bad acting for men.
70,000 people aren't going to pack a ring just to watch bad acting, my friend.
I wouldn't.
Thank you.
I don't know, man. If somebody was to come in here and suplex you, I don't think you'd think that was fake.
That's true. All right, hang tight if you're on the line. I did say that I changed my mind completely about something that when I saw it last night. Something that happened at last night did completely change my mind on something that I was very, very passionately against. And when we come back, I will tell you what went down to make me do a 180 on an issue that I was very, very passionate about.
But that issue's not wrestling.
I'm not going to tell you, but it happened last night, and I'll tell you what it is next on Drew Garabo Live. My Chevy dealership is Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in beautiful Sarasota, Florida. That is the only dealership, by the way, that gives you 0% APR financing for 72 months. Plus, you'll get 25% off the MSRP on select vehicles in stock. Where I already told you, my Chevy dealership, Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota. And how about this? Lease a 2017 Cruze LS for only $69 a month. You could call it the Gronk Special. No games, no gimmicks. You can drive off in a new Chevy Cruze for $69 a month. Go see my dude Mike Freeman and his team at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.